Testing. Blah, 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 blah. Ready, set, go.
It's time for the Coach Amy and Coach Liz Show,
a podcast for endurance athletes by two athletes, two coaches, and a physical therapist.
We are your hosts, Coach Amy
and Coach Liz,
coming to you from
Kansas City.
Okay, good morning, you guys. We have a quickie for you, and this one's going to be about swimmer's shoulder.
So interesting.
Yeah. But first, are you watching anything interesting?
Well, you are.
I am.
I know.
I'm rehashing all the Seinfeld episodes from the very beginning. The first season of that show is a little rough. I don't remember ever really seeing the first
season. I feel like maybe it's like our first season of podcasting, and then they figure it out.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They were figuring it out.
Oh my gosh. I love it. And you've watched Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
By Seinfeld. And but there's this, I'm looking forward to, I don't know which season it is, but it is one of my favorite Seinfeld episodes of all time. And its title is Jean-Paul the Marathon Runner.
Oh my God.
And it's the one where Jerry's responsible for waking up this guy before the marathon. Like this, and the guy had missed the Olympic marathon 3 years ago because his alarm clock didn't go off. So Seinfeld takes on this responsibility. And then I won't tell you what happens,
but it's hilarious.
And we'll have a link to the, like, there's a 5-minute clip on YouTube with that part of the episode. And so it's hilarious. We just watched it. I had to show it to Liz. Okay. So this, I'm subscribed to many different things, you know, physical therapy journals and, trade journals and things like that. And I get, information when new articles are published about issues, and there's a recent article in the Journal of Science and Medicine in Sport that was printed in 2023, and it's about a swimmer's shoulder, which in this case we're talking about, you know, like the pain and dysfunction that afflicts many swimmers, and there's different kinds and there's different reasons for it, but this one is that pain in the back of the shoulder, the posterior aspect of the shoulder.
Okay.
And usually it's a result of the back of the shoulder and the front of the shoulder sort of stiffness and tightness there.
Okay.
So there's tends to be a little bit of limited range of motion in there, and what they found is that stiffness of the back of the shoulder, so posterior deltoid, if you want to go look up in an anatomy book or Google it.
Which is actually, the posterior deltoid is actually like on the arm.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, I know it connects,
but shoulder,
like,
to the arm. Yep,
shoulder,
yep,
to the arm. So if you're thinking, like, it's not just on the back for people who aren't familiar with that muscle,
yeah,
it actually
attaches to the humerus. And there's
which is the arm bone.
Yes. Oh, yes, thank you.
Yeah.
There's a middle and an anterior as well, the deltoid, but it's that, I treat this thing, and you know, when I do ART and that posterior delt,
I mean,
it's just, it's a miracle. It's a miracle drug for the, for the posterior delt in swimmers.
But if you want to see a visual of that muscle, you can Google deltoid.
Yeah. And it's the posterior deltoid.
Which means the backside.
Yes. Backside. Okay. So what they found is that there was, this occurred when... And also that they found is that on the contralateral, which means the opposite lower extremity, so having a lot of power there with the, like, sort of like your kick.
So we're going to back up for a second. So if you, that, what Amy means is, like, if you're having pain in, like, the right shoulder, contralateral means the opposite side. So we're talking about the left side, and you're talking about lower extremities. So you're pointing to, like, through the hip and leg.
Yep.
So right side shoulder pain, lower side of the body.
Yep. Okay. And then it could be your left shoulder and right.
It just means
it just means the opposite. So across your body on the other side. And it's not having the strength. What they found is not having the strength to counteract that leg strength. So not enough strength in the shoulder to counteract the leg strength on the opposite side was contributing to that stiffness in the of the posterior delt, and also the pec minor, but I don't want to confuse things too much. But
well, wait. Okay. Okay. So I know what you're talking about, but we're going to back right on up here for a second. Okay.
So your pecs, most people are familiar with the pecs.
Yeah.
And this is just pec minor, which minor means smaller. So yeah. It's the smaller pec. So it creating stiffness in those two areas because of being too weak. So the stiffness comes from the weakness in that shoulder compared to the leg strength on the opposite side.
Okay, so I'm just going to recap for people.
Yes, recap it.
Okay, so what you're saying is if you have, like, for example, I have pain in my right shoulder, mm-hmm. and that may be coming from areas of weakness in my right shoulder, like correct. That pec muscle in the front and then the posterior delt in the back.
Yep.
That weakness in that right shoulder, and I'm having pain there because that muscle is not strong enough to counterbalance the strength in my left side through my hip and my leg.
Yeah.
And so with that, and so we've talked about in swimming how, like, the coordination of the upper and the lower extremities is what helps create power in swimming.
Yes.
Right? And so if you have a lot of power on the left lower part of your body, there's not enough strength in the right upper part of your body to coordinate with that. And so that means that it's really stressing out that part that's weaker, which happens to be the shoulder.
Yes.
Okay.
It's not enough power in the shoulder because you're generating a lot of power with that leg yeah. and you're not counteracting it
yes.
on the right shoulder, yes. the opposite shoulder.
Yes. And so, you know, I think sometimes, like, a visual for people is going back to something like baseball or tennis, because I'm not saying that there's a translation here. I'm just saying mm-hmm. visually think about how much you like use that. You can imagine that torque much more when you think mm-hmm. about something like that versus swimming. And if you think about the imbalance in strength in, like, the left lower leg versus the right shoulder mm-hmm. and how that you could get real wonky with that if they're trying yep. to balance each other out and they're not. I don't know if that's helpful.
That is correct. And the muscle tension and tightness that's occurring there isn't just because those muscles are just tightening up on their own.
Right.
It's because it senses instability and a problem.
That's why it tightens up. Yes. up, mm-hmm. which goes back to our stretching podcast. Like, stretching isn't going to fix that because
right.
what it's doing is protecting that joint against the force
exactly.
that the hip is putting through that shoulder.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So if you missed our stretching podcast, go back to that because we have yeah. things that you can do instead of.
Yeah.
But what you really need to be doing then is strengthening that shoulder.
Well, and you know what's interesting is that because, you know, if I'm thinking about triathlon and we're thinking about how much we do with our legs and, like, how much time we spend on the bike and how much we strengthen that lower part and then how, you know, relatively little we're strengthening our top part, you know, mm-hmm. and especially one, because we don't use that as much in triathlon, and two, we don't use it as much. And people are coming to swimming with, if you haven't been a swimmer, you often don't have a ton of upper body strength. And so you can see how in triathlon, that imbalance would be super exacerbated. And then on top of that, when you're sitting on the bike and your mid-back gets stiff,
and
then you're not able to rotate, which, you know, when you can't rotate through your mid-spine, it forces rotation in other things. So then what you're doing is you've got a whole bunch of stuff that's, like, really putting a lot of force through that shoulder, and your shoulder's tightening up to protect it. And
yes.
so that's a really good thing to listen
yes.
to.
And so, in conclusion,
strengthen
your shoulders.
Correctly.
Correctly.
For the love of Pete. Thanks so much for listening. And remember, we are in this together.
Until next time.